Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast recap of the week. It has been a while, and we are hoping that you are all enjoying your summer, making time to relax, recharge, and unwind. This is Dan Butler, and I am going to be joined by Andrea Townsley and Nick Duffy as we recap the weekly Iowa Educational Chat hosted on Twitter. We will point you in the direction of tonight's Twitter chat archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find the archive capturing all of the tweets, resources, and ideas shared tonight at tinyurl.com/IAEdChatJuly15. Our topic this evening was self-care and burnout prevention, as we had a conversation about taking care of ourselves and doing our best to combat burnout. Tonight's chat generated some great ideas that can improve the well-being of our followers. We will highlight a few of the big takeaways from the chat in the next couple of minutes. It is now time for me to hand things off to Andrea Townsley, who will highlight a few of her thoughts from tonight's exchange.
Thanks, Dan. Question three had us discussing ways to identify when someone is struggling from burnout or lack of self-care. Our discussion had us realizing that it's really different for each person, and it's not just about negativity, as the following couple of tweets identified. Allison Fuling said that depending on the teacher, some stop smiling, some hunker down and grade instead of coming out to lunch, some take a sick day, some cry, some get migraines, and some exude negativity. And Michael Albarrison says, some indicators might be a subdued or grumpy demeanor, lack of genuine passion, or a lack of direction. That negative team member might be struggling and need more support than you think. And I think that's a really good point, that it's not just the demeanor or the negative attitude that we should be concerned about. What we should be concerned about is what kind of support does this person need? Rather than it just being about the burnout. How can we help that person? And then the last couple of tweets that I'm going to mention had my jaw dropping at how absolutely spot on the indicators were. Carrie Elsinger says, burnout, when educators think of it as a job and not a calling. And then Trina Hill said that when teachers who are passionate about education become silent. And when that, honestly, when that passion fails, we know that burnout has started. So that's definitely something that we need to keep our eye on. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Nick to hear his thoughts about tonight's chat.
Thank you, Andrea. Looking at question six, what steps can be taken by leaders to promote self-care in order to prevent or reduce burnout? We had some common themes emerge. Model it, be genuine, be authentic. Listen and tend to your people. Terry Preston at TechTeacherTLP shared leaders need to build relationships with their staff like they expect their teachers to do with their students so that they can recognize stress or potential burnout and address it in a personal way. Jovi Stickle said we have to discuss it openly and honestly, develop a system of accountability partners, make time for teachers, cut loose outside of school. I'm not afraid to use PD time to support, promote, and practice self-care. And Clay Harold at CHarold48 shared, being cognizant to the struggles that our teachers face and be willing to discuss on an individual basis as needed. Sometimes people need to be able to express themselves and have someone who cares. It became clear that leaders best serve their people when they are relationship-driven. When leaders take the time to know all the people in their building on a personal level, they know what they're going through and are able to have conversations and respond in such a way that there is a human element and not just a person behind a desk. For self-care to become systemic, it has to be intentional. Leaders can have the greatest open door policy in the world, but it doesn't matter if people don't genuinely believe that you care about them, trust them, or are aware of the challenges they face daily. We get better together, and we get better together every single day. Dan, go ahead and pull it all together for us.
Thank you very much, Andrea, Nick, and company for your thoughts, reflections, and takeaways. Question 4 had us talking about environmental factors as we asked, how does the district, school, or classroom environment contribute to educator burnout? I really liked what Cindy Blassie had to say as she kicked us off with this tweet. We all play a role. What I do every day makes an impact, so it starts with me. Terry Preston followed up with this tweet. When teachers do not have a voice in school and feel like their experience is not valuable, it can lead to burnout because it's hard to maintain positive relationships in those circumstances. And Bonnie Kramer said this, meetings that could be handled by email, initiatives that have little to do with student success and progress, trying to be too many things to too many groups of people at the same time. So here's my take on this. As leaders, we have a responsibility to create an engaging environment for the people we serve. When our teachers, support staff members, and everyone in the school setting, when they're feeling energized about what they're doing, then they can bring their best to students. This can be accomplished by providing staff with a voice, taking the time to listen to their motivations, to their challenges, to their ambitions. While this work does take intentional effort, we can create environments in our districts, in our schools, and in our classrooms that drive engagement rather than burnout.
Thank you for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We certainly appreciate it. Tonight's Twitter chat archive can once again be found at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat July 15. You can also check out our website to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and contact information. That web address is tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. Please subscribe to this podcast. You can check us out now on Spotify, on Podomatic, or on iTunes. We will be back next week with another great topic. And until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.